So I, Raghunath Swami asked me to speak first. I want to take this opportunity to again welcome all of you to Mayapur Dham. How do you like Mayapur?
Yeah.
So you're going to keep Mayapur in your heart?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't so loud, that one. Thank you very much. This is what we want you to see. You should think, Prabhupada said, we should think of Vrindavan, Mayapur. These are our real homes. And this material world, we're living there because in Bombay or Belgaum or wherever it may be, that's because of our circumstances we find ourselves there. But our eternal home is Golok Vrindavan, which includes Vrindavan and Mayapur. Jai Sisi Golok Vrindavan Ki.
Jai!
Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki.
Jai!
Vrindavan Dham Ki.
Jai!
So, we're very happy to have all of you here. We're very happy to have Radhanath Swami here. He's one of the co-GDCs for Mayapur. And so he gives his valuable input so that the management will be acceptable. And we're very grateful for his participation. So, as you, I also want to personally thank again all of you for your prayers last year. During your yatra in Vrindavan, where you prayed for me to survive. So because of your prayers and the prayers of the devotees around the world and Radhanath Swami and the other GDCs and senior devotees, somehow I'm here, although all the doctors said that there was no hope, not even a 1% chance. So, thank you again. Hare Krishna. See, one of the things in 7th or November 5th, that's what that's about. 7 days before Prabhupada left the world, he established one trust called the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Charity Trust. And his idea was that Gaurabandhu Bhumi and all the Dham, they should be preserved. We should welcome all the pilgrims, and we should restore the decaying old places and find the lost Tirtha. So part of our service has been, he made it a lifelong president. As long as I'm alive, I'm the president. So, the one of the things we tried to do was locate all the places mentioned by Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his Navadvip Mahatmya Rikravakanda. That so we found many of the places. We found the Naimasharanya, we found the Pushkartirtha, we found the Kurukshetra, we found Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. I mean, some are found by Gauranga Prema Swami Maharaj. And, we've been working at it since Prabhupada left, about 40 years. So some of the godbrothers, when they were alive, when they were small children, they had gone on the Vikram of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and they could indicate where the Vikram places were. So he's on the Goradaha, which is the place where Lord Chaitanya delivered the crocodile, who is a Deva Kumar cursed to be there. Some of these histories are mentioned in the Prema Vivarta. Some are mentioned in other scriptures. So like that, around the Navadvip Mandal, we located several, you can say, lost tirthas. We would like Arkatila is in Mamagachi, Madhudvip, and there, that is not different from Surya Kunda, where Radharani used to go every day. So, like this also in that island, we found the place where the Pandavas visited to Navadvip Dham. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he gave a hint that the place is known as Mahatpura. So, in the old land records, it mentions that one of the places there is something Mahatpura or Mahat something. So, we confirmed with several people that that was the place where the Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to take his parikrama to show them the Pandavas. So the Pandavas, Draupadi, they all stayed there for some time. So these leelas are mentioned in the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya Parikram Khanda, but many of these places that no one knows where they are. So we found about a dozen of these places. Still we have a few missing. Saptatila, we don't know where the Saptatilas exactly are, because all the land is flat. So where is the Saptatila? Means a little hillock. So if you see seven hills, tell us. If you see any rishis meditating on it, maybe you got divine vision to tell us. We're looking for the Sapta Rishi Tilas, and we're looking for the Vaikuntha Thur, where Narayan is existing. That's also in Madhunudvip with his Sri Shakti and Bhu Shakti. Like that, there's a few places that we don't know exactly. Although I got a hint last time that like where Vaikuntha Thur may be. We also, so we're looking for these places. I noticed on your schedule you're not visiting the Madhyamdvip hardly at all. You just drive through it. In Madhyamdvip there's Ahankasadvahan, Naimasaranya, Pushkar Tirtha, and there's Kurukshetra. So I hope that you put it in your parikrama, if possible. The Hankasadvahan in Nainasaranya, the Sukadeva Swami was telling the Gaura Lila, and so all the rishis had gathered together. This is called the Gaura Bhagavat. And they were all present to listen. So when Sita was in Kailash and he found out that they're having a class on the pastimes of the Lord, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
He got on Nandi the bull and he said, go, quick, go. You know, Nandi is a bull, so he... So he was so impatient to see, to hear the Leela, that when he got to Satyaloka, which is below the Kailash, he asked Lord Brahma, can I thou your swan? He said, okay, give him next when you're finished. So he left Dundee there with Lord Brahma, and he took the swan, the Hamsa. So the Hamsa came down, and all the rishis stood up and said, "Oh, Lord Brahma is gone." You can imagine their surprise when they saw that there was Shiva. So that's why they call this Shiva Hamsa Vahan, because he came on the Hamsa. He came on the to hear what? Very good. So how many of you want to hear more Gaur Lila? You see, so we're going to give a Gaur Lila discussion. I'm going to say one Lila, he's going to say Lila. His Lila is the nectar. You have to tolerate me. But I'll try to tell. So, this one thing about this, the Hamsa Dhan. See, this is a Shiva. Now the Didi is still there. And the Didi gets heated. He has to always be having water draft on him. So, we had come to pour some water on him. And they have a pastime where they put a special, a little flower. And this flower, when a drop falls on, if Lord Shiva is going to give the blessing that the devotee is asking for, the flower pops up, poof, it flies in the air, too. So wow, the devotee knows that I'm going to get the blessing from Lord Shiva. If the blessing is not given, the water drops, it falls down. Rejected. Next. So, the pujari, we were doing kirtan, waiting to go in. He said, "No kirtan, what is this kirtan? Go out, go back a line." And then after that, Lord Shiva was like angry at everyone. He was refusing. So then the priest came, "Oh, sorry, come back. Please do kirtan." When you did kirtan, Lord Shiva was very happy, he gave everyone a blessing. When you start the kirtan, he didn't give anyone blessings. So you please come back. So he came back, he offered some milk, some water to Lord Shiva. He's on the Hamsa Vahan, on the swan carrier. And that's a little pastime we had. Sometimes we're fortunate and he comes over to Nayanthorpe. Rare. They don't like him to come here, but sometimes we convince him to bring. And he's come for one day. But that's in the month of April, like that. So anyway, you can see the deity used to be underwater except for 11 days a year. But he was, the deity was stolen and by thieves. And he was recovered by the police. So they said, "You cannot keep him underwater anymore. You have to keep him in the temple because we cannot take responsibility if he's stolen." So now he's not in the water anymore. He's out. So you can see him all year long. They keep dropping water on him. They keep him cool. He's so fired up to hear Gauranga Lila. So, Hari Bol. So, ISKCON observed Diwali yesterday, but the public observes it today. This is my last day with you. I mean, I'm going to be here tomorrow morning, but then I go tomorrow afternoon, so I won't be here for the afternoon. I'm going to miss the dramas. I hope that they video the dramas. I was fortunate I could see the drama of the this Ravana, who was calling at the time Gopal, please come take this offering. And Lord Chaitanya would come. She was surprised. Why this thorn is coming? In the third time he showed, as you saw, his real thorn. So this is a very wonderful leela. And they said one thing, in my leela as Krishna, with Nanda and Yasoda, you also came. So son of you, you may be an early leela of Lord Chaitanya. You're coming as something or other. And maybe a sinful leela, like offering a food, or maybe something more complicated. But whatever it is, some devotees are so fortunate that they come in every pastime of the Lord, and they come and they repeat their leela. It's just like Kulavicha Sridhar. He asked for the blessing that he could come in every pastime of the Lord and give his vegetable and fruit needs. So that was the request of Kulavicha Sridhar. So let's see. One of the childhood leelas, I'll tell a short one because I spoke too long already, but Mother Sachi told Nilay, I'll give you whatever you want. He said, really? Yeah, sure. He reached up, he said, I want the moon. I want the moon! Oh no. Now how is Mother Sachi going to give her son the moon? And then the moon hid behind some clouds. You see, that moon has got some black marks on the face, but your moon-like face is so pure. It has no black marks. Therefore, that moon is ashamed to be in front of you. So you don't care for that moon. What's that moon? Nothing. Yeah. You are the real Gaura Chandra. Gaura Chandra. Gaura Chandra.
Gaura Chandra.
Okay. I told us shortly though.
Kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo om agyan timidandasya gyananjana chalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namah.
As I am watching His Holiness Jaipatak Swami Maharaj speak, I am meditating on how Srila Prabhupada invested within the hearts of those who genuinely gave their lives in his service such unbelievable, relentless compassion. Literally, we read about it, about how a devotee, no impediment can interfere with his or her enthusiasm to serve. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered Srila Prabhupada to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to the Western world. And whatever impediments came, poverty, 38 days in a cargo ship, heart attacks, seasickness, alone in a foreign country, death threats. He kept preaching. He kept sharing Lord Chaitanya's message because that was the order. In Parampara, Srila Prabhupada gave that order to Jaipatak Swami Maharaj. He had a major, serious stroke, the type of stroke that is most devastating for any human being. And literally, as soon as he got out of his coma while on his hospital bed with tubes and ventilators, he was ready to preach. And as soon as he could, as soon as the doctors allowed him, even if they didn't allow him, parts of his body have paralyzed, paralysis, all sorts of difficulties. We can see now how many physical difficulties. He cannot walk, can't blink his eyes, not able to speak so well. And he's so much better than he was months ago. But then and now, doesn't matter. He's eager to share Prabhupada's message with everyone and anyone that will come in the world. And he's willing to go anywhere to share this message. This is Prabhupada's glory and the glory of those who love Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for showing us this, Maharaj. Yesterday in Mumbai was Diwali, and today in Bengal is Deepavali. So we get to speak about it twice. We saw in the drama that beautiful Leela, which demonstrates how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. Brajendran dandanaje sachi shuta hoilo se balarama hoilo nithai. Prabhupada often quoted from Narottam Das Thakur that the son of Nanda came as the son of Sachi and Balaram came as Nityananda Prabhu. So today the two of us are going to take turns speaking some of Lord Chaitanya's childhood Leelas in honor of Diwali. When Nimai was just 4 months old, we spoke yesterday how he would cry and nothing would pacify him until all the devotees, relatives, friends clapped their hands and chanted the holy names. And he would smile. When he would cry, it would break their hearts, because everyone loved him more than they loved them their own lives, more than they loved their own family members, their own children, more than they loved all their property. He is the super soul, the all-attractive, and he was revealing his sweet beauty to these devotees' hearts. They were intoxicated by seeing little Nimai. Although he was a tiny baby, his moon-like face, his lotus-like eyes, his ruby lips, when he smiled upon them, it was a shower of ecstatic nectar that left them drowning in uncontrollable ecstasy. To see him cry was worse than death. To see him smile was the ultimate joy of life. So throughout the day, people would be ready to run to the site to have kirtan, to make Nimai happy by chanting the holy name.
Krishna.
this way from his infancy. He established the Yuga Dharma of the congregational chanting of the holy names. Now we come to this pastime when he was 4 months old. Sachi Devi is thinking he's her very, very helpless son, completely depending upon her. At this time, he hadn't even learned to stand up or walk. He would be laying down. One day, Sachimata left the house, and nobody was around. So little Nimai, in the spirit of Gopal, no one was looking. He stood up. There was no one who could see him. And then he ran. He ran over to a pot of ghee and picked it up and smashed it on the floor. Then he went to a pot of butter and threw it against the wall. Then he went to a pot of rice and started throwing the rice on the ceiling, on the floor, on the walls. Then he saw a pot of dal and scattered it all over the place. He was throwing everything everywhere, running all over the whole house. And Sachi Devi was coming back, and he heard her footprints, and immediately he laid down in a helpless condition and began to cry. And Sachi Devi, hearing her child crying, she ran in and she saw him laying there exactly in the same place that she left him. She looked around and saw all the food in the house was thrown everywhere. She was very confused. She called some neighboring ladies and said, "What happened? How could this be?" And they all were thinking about it and came to the conclusion that a demon must have come to kill Nimai. But because Nimai is so pious, and because the family has chanted so many mantras for his protections, the demons could not harm him. So they were so angry, they threw and broke everything in the house. And as they were speaking, Nimai was smiling. They began to chant special mantras, pour Ganges water on his limbs to protect him from further dangers. One day, Nimai was crawling. He didn't learn how to walk yet. Such a wonderful thing. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, "I am the strength of the strong, the intelligence of the intelligent. I am the ability in all men and women." He's the source of everything. But for the pleasure of his devotees, he assumes a role where he cannot walk. He's crawling like a child. One day, a serpent came into the courtyard of Jagannath Mishra's house. And little Nimai was very enthusiastic to welcome him. He crawled, very fast he crawled, and grabbed the serpent by the tail. The serpent couldn't move, so the serpent coiled up, and little Nimai laid on top of his coils.
Haridal, Haridal!
And very happily rested. One of the family members comes out. They're looking for Nimai. Where is Nimai? Where is Nimai? And they see he's laying in the coils of a monstrous snake. They cried out, "Hi, hi." And then the rest of the family and the neighbors came and they saw little Nimai smiling, looking at them with a big smile on his face, glistening lotus-like eyes, as he's laying on this gigantic snake. They practically died. It was so much anguish. They all were helpless, afraid that if they approached, the snake may become very angry and may suffocate by squeezing Nimai or bite Nimai. So they didn't know what to do. They felt so absolutely helpless. And in their state, they were thinking that Garuda is very expert at protecting devotees from snakes. So they all cried out, "Garuda, Garuda!"
Garuda, Garuda!
But Garuda didn't come. And Nimai was sleeping on a snake. As they were weeping, crying, fainting, falling unconscious, wailing. Actually, this serpent was Ananta Shesha, who came to witness Nimai's pastimes. When he saw how much anxiety he was putting all the relatives in, the serpent, not wanting to cause any more anxiety, slithered away. And as he was slithering away, little Nimai, who was crawling very fast after him, trying to grab his tail again. At that point, the ladies of the house ran and grabbed little Nimai and put him on their laps, started chanting special mantras for his protection, and thanking Lord Narayan for saving their child from such a fate. And meanwhile, Nimai kept trying to escape, and he kept crawling after the snake, and they kept bringing him back again and again and again. And Vrindavan Das Thakur gives the blessing that anyone with a faithful heart who sincerely hears this narration will be forever liberated from the vicious serpent of birth and death in this material world.
Hariva!
Maharaj.
When Lord Chaitanya was nearly 1 year old, he was crawling and walking both. So he was lying in the courtyard. Another Sachi was seated in the veranda. You see, and that time Jagannath Mishra was resting in the room next to the Didi room. There was a peaceful time. All of a sudden, the courtyard filled with devas, with extraterrestrials, with residents from the higher planets. Some had one head, some had two heads, some had three heads, like that. Some that were wearing armor of gold and jewels. And so she saw the whole courtyard filled with these celestial beings. So she wanted to call her husband. But she couldn't make a sound. So they took Nimai and they put him on a golden lady, like a table, and more than a table, like an altar to date him, and they performed a abhishek. So, while this was going on, Shashi Mata was watching. She couldn't move, she couldn't make any sound. And then how these Devas were worshipping her son, she didn't understand what was happening, why was this going on? Because she's in the Vatsalya Bhav. She thinks that her son is weak and dependent on her. She doesn't know his actual position as the Lord of Lords, as the Deva Deva. So she was watching, and then after doing this puja and abhishek and worship, they put Nilay down. So Nilay, that time, not only exactly how old he was, I don't know, but he was normally not walking, but he would be walking and crawling, so I don't know exactly how old that is. The mothers, they can say how old one walks and crawls both. So he was walking, and on every step, there were the angel bells were tingling, ching, 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 ching. Mother Sashi looked and didn't see any ankle bells on her son's legs. So she was, you know, surprised. Then Nilay turned around. He told the Devas, he told all the celestial angels and beings, chant Hare Krishna, dance. So they started chanting and dancing, and he also danced. Although he was a little, he was dancing. So when Mother Sachi saw all these celestial beings dancing, then her son dancing, it became too much for her. So she fainted and fell to the ground. That sound Jagannath Mishra heard. He said, Sachi, Sachi, are you all right? Sachi, he came running out, and there he saw Sachi was excuse me, she was unconscious. So hearing the sound of her husband's voice, she woke up and she looked around and saw Nilay was playing in the courtyard, crawling around, just playing, sitting there. And she started crying, and she went to her husband, and he hugged him, and he said, "Well, what's wrong? What's wrong?" And she told him everything she saw. Did it really happen? Was it just a dream, or not? He looked around. He said, "Well, I don't see any symptoms that were like 100 people here, or there was abhishek, everything is drying, and it was just a dream." And then they heard this ching, 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 ching. They looked, and they saw Nilay was walking on the veranda. He had no ankle bells, but the sound of ankle bells were coming from his feet. They scratched their head. "So what do you think? Did it really happen? Or was it just a dream? Who thinks it really happened? Who thinks it was just a dream?" See, so these types of things are happening every day with Nilay. Every day. Amazing thing. So because she we sing Namamisharam Satchidananda Rutam, that the Lord, He has Satchidananda Rup, He has eternal visual knowledge horn. So He comes and He manifests His Leela. So in the Kali Yuga, He comes in disguise. He doesn't reveal publicly that He is the Lord, like as Krishna. He lifted Govardhan Hill, Tomorrow is the Govardhan Lila. So everyone saw the Govardhan Lila. So they as it was older, they surrounded to Nanda Maharaj. Now you don't tell us your son is an ordinary person. We just saw him lift a hill. The hill of Govardhan for 7 days with little tiki. So he's not ordinary. So well, I had to reveal something. I was telling you Gargamuni Rishi. And he has the powers of Narayana. So he may do some wonderful things. But of course he's my son, but anyway, why he does wonderful things? Because he has somehow or another he got the power of Narayana. How did he get the power of Narayana? He is Narayana. He is Krishna. Krishna is the source of Narayana. So Krishna came as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Satyamata, but he didn't lift any Govardhan hills. He didn't do anything publicly to show that he's God. In secret, sometimes he would do things. But like we saw, he revealed to the Ravan, he was actually Krishna. He said, "You don't dare tell anybody who I am. You don't dare. If you do, you're finished." So, like that, Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes, the difference is Krishna. He killed big demons. He lifted Govardhan Hill. He did so. But Lord Chaitanya, he did some things, but somehow nobody could recognize who he was. It was kept a secret. Few people he showed, but not everyone. So this is the secret of Lord Chaitanya coming in Kali Yuga. He comes as the Channa avatar, as the colored avatar. And he gives out freely love of Krishna to everyone as a teacher, as a devotee. So who wants love of Krishna? So you come to the right place. You came to Navadip, Nayanthadam. Lord Chaitanya is here. He's willing to give you the mercy. If you want it, he can give it to you. Go, Ranga! It's your turn.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj was speaking how Krishna could lift the Govardhan Hill. He could kill Agasura, Putana, Trinavarta, Bakasura. And yet, because of the nature of the devotee's love for him, Krishna manifested his yogamaya potency, and they could not understand that he was the Supreme Lord. They still thought him to be their child, their friend, and how he needed them. This is the Madhurya Bhav of Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, everyone understands the supreme power and majesty of the Absolute Truth. But in Vrindavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears very ordinary and simple, so that people could love him, the devotees can love him spontaneously and intimately. That same Leela was performed here in Navadvip. Little Nimai would daily sneak secretly into the houses of neighbors and steal their butter, sometimes steal their rice. And if he couldn't find anything to eat, he would break everything he could see in the house. One day, he was caught.
Somebody grabbed him.
And little Nimai, that person who is mere plenary portion, killed Hiranyakashipu, killed Hiranyaksha, killed Kamsa. That same person fell at the feet of this simple Brahmin. Simple lady fell at her feet and started to cry. Said, please, please don't tell my mother. Please, please let me go. I promise you this. His lips were trembling. His limbs were quivering. He said, I promise you, I will never do it again if you just give me one more chance and please let me go. Please don't tell my mother. This is the all-powerful God. In the Western scriptures, we fear this God who creates plagues, destroys universes, throws thunderbolts, and punishes the sinners. But in Navadvip, Nimai is begging forgiveness for his sins. I have sinned, please forgive me. But actually it is no sin. Because he gave the greatest pleasure to these people, the residents of Navadvip, by coming and claiming what was his. The ultimate perfection of everything we have is that Krishna accepts it. Our intelligence, our abilities, whatever wealth or things we may have, our power to speak, to see, to hear, to taste, everything is perfect when Krishna accepts the devotion in which it is offered. In this way, Nimai was giving everyone the opportunity to attain the supreme perfection. Even one time, there were two thieves who were walking through the streets of Navadvip looking for something to steal. Thieves means this is their profession, to rob people. So they happened to see little Nimai just wandering about all alone. And Satchimata put valuable ankle bracelets and wrist bangles upon him. They were very much attracted. This is easy. Valuable, jeweled jewelry on a little child who's just roaming around. But it was a crowded marketplace. They were very expert thieves. They said, oh, little boy, we see that you are lost. We will bring you home. Please, come. We'll take you home. And little Nimai smiled. And they put him on their shoulders and gave him a piece of sandesh. And he happily ate it. Then they kept saying, we'll bring you home. You are lost. We know where your home is. We'll bring you home, my child. So nobody suspected anything. And they were roaming through the crowds in Navadvip. Their intention was to bring them to their own hideout where they would take everything away from him and then just leave him. Om apavitra apavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmare pundarikaksam sabhayabhyantara suchi. Whether one is purified or not purified, or even having passed through all situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified both within and without. They were giving Nimai a ride. Little children like to get rides, yes? They like to get rides on their parents' shoulders. They like to get rides in amusement parks, roller coasters, and everything like that. In Vrindavan, Trinavarta gave Krishna a very exciting ride. He took him up, 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 way, way, way up. High, high in the sky, higher than any airplane, higher than rocket ships go. At a little Nima, I was watching, seeing the scenery. But then when it got so high, he couldn't see so much anymore. Then he increased his weight, and Trinavarta fell to the ground, and all his limbs were broken to pieces. And Nimai, or Gopal, innocently was crawling around as if he was wondering what happened. So similarly, these two thieves who had the intention to rob him, he was happily having a ride and getting one after another, sandesh from them. They didn't know. They were making wonderful offerings. Now for most of us, for Krishna to accept our offering, we have to take bath, yes? We have to get the proper foods, we have to prepare it. Then we have to put it on the altar and chant certain mantras, and we have to have proper devotion and do the achman. Then the Lord will accept our offerings. But here, live in person, Nimai was accepting their offerings and eating them. Their lives were becoming perfect. They were running, running, that is, secretly to their hiding place. But little Nimai covered them by his yogamaya potency. And they thought they had attained their hideout. And they said to Nimai, okay, we have brought you home now. We'll put you down. They didn't want him to cry. And they put him down. What they didn't understand is it wasn't their hideout. They brought him right to Jagannath Mishra's house. Previous to this, all the relatives were looking for Nimai everywhere. They couldn't find him. They were asking people. Nobody knew where he was. He was just a small child. They were in so much anguish of separation. Now, if they had a trace of inclination to think that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, would they be fainting, worrying about their child? How many of you have parents who worried about you? How many of you parents worry about your children? A parent's worry about the safety of the child is something very, very serious. Multiply that by tens and hundreds and trillions of times, and you have the way Jagannath Mishra, Sachi, and their relatives worried about Nimai. Because of the intensity of their love. When they were helpless, not knowing where he was, we can't imagine what was going on in their hearts and in their minds. There are some yogis who promise that by following this yoga system, you will achieve peace. But we find higher than peace, millions of times, is to be in complete anxiety. Vrindavan, every day devotees were in anxiety. When they saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, and when they saw Nimai laying on the coils of a big black snake. But the nature of this anxiety is their love. The Lord puts his devotees in these anxieties to intensify their love. So they were looking, they didn't know where else to look. Suddenly, the thieves come right in front of the house and put Nimai down, and Nimai runs right into Jagannath Mishra's arms. and all the relatives cheering. Hari bol, Hari bol.
Hari bol, Hari bol.
What a miracle. Nimai has returned. And they were so happy celebrating his return. Union and separation. Separation means union, so sweet. This is the dynamics of the spiritual world. The Lord puts his devotees in different types of separation and anxieties to make the meeting even sweeter and more intimate. Meanwhile, the thieves, they were absolutely bewildered. Where are we? This is not our home. And all the relatives, the child is with his relatives again. So they were really in anxiety. And as fast as they could, they ran away from that place, fearful that they would be punished for trying to kidnap a helpless child. When they got away, the thieves were thinking, it is only by Durga Devi's mercy that we were able to escape. And they embraced each other. Meanwhile, in the celebration of Nimai's homecoming, they asked, how did he get here? And somebody said, we saw two men. They brought him right here to the doorstep. And Jagannath Mishra and the others, they got gifts of fine silk turbans to give rewards to those men. But they couldn't find him. Then they asked Nimai, please tell us what happened. And little Vishwambhara replied that I went to the Ganga, but then I got lost and I could not find my way home. But two nice gentlemen picked me up and brought me right home. The Lord saw the good in them, even though there wasn't any good. He transformed their evil propensities into a wonderful offering that liberated their lives. Those two thieves achieved perfection because they offered service that made Nimai very happy. This was Srila Prabhupada's method to somehow or other engage people in Krishna service. When devotees go for book distribution or prasadam distribution or Harinam Sankirtan or other such methods into the public, whether people know what's happening or not, if Prabhupada says, if someone even touches this book, because this book is none different than Krishna, they will get purified. If someone just touches prasad, what to speak if they taste it, and if they like it, their spiritual lives is so much flourishing. It's begun. I remember in America sometimes when I was traveling and preaching, I will always have prasad to give to people. And sometimes people would not accept it because they thought I looked really strange and they don't know what this food is. So sometimes I would trick them. I would say, my mother personally made this for me and told me to share it with my friends. So then how could they refuse if my mother made it? So they'd immediately, everyone would take it when I would say that. And actually, you know, all in those days especially, we called all the ladies our mothers, all the devotees. And I would specifically have my god sisters cook it so I could say my mother cooked this for me. Because we have to be honest also. Prabhupada's magic. Somehow or other, get them in touch. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would calculate the effect of a particular article according to how many times the name of Krishna was mentioned. Because if people are reading the newspaper and they're hearing the name Krishna, 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 they're becoming purified. Preaching means to somehow or other engage people in appreciating Krishna. Somehow or other connecting people to Krishna. And we can transform. Even if somebody's eating for sense gratification, they get purified if we give them prasad. Krishna liberated, Nimai liberated those two thieves and taught us his divine method of somehow or other connecting people by engaging them in Krishna consciousness. Hadibo Maharaj.
Harido. Harido.
Harido.
Are you able to understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Today, being the day the local people observe the Deepavali, we have the opportunity of engaging everyone in offering lamps all over the world. We are trying to use this month, the Damodar month and the Deepavali month, to engage people in offering a lamp to Krishna. So, I just got a message from Dravidar Desh in the Middle East that they completed 1,000 houses Dravidar Puja, and their goal for the month is 3,000. So, hearing from Radhanath Swami how if we engage people knowingly or unknowingly in Krishna's service, this is a real preaching. So, somehow in this month of the Dhamadhar, we want people to offer a lamp to the Yasoda Dhamadhar. And in Malaysia, they get the Chinese people to do it. The Chinese, they took this up. They started at 40 houses and 60 houses, and this year their goal is 18,000 houses and 1,70,000 people, I think. So it's increased year after year after year. So, this is, we hope that when you, anyway, we get an opportunity here to request all the people on this Sunday to offer a lamp to Lord Dhamadhar, to the deity, and that's one of our goals. Now, Lord, is it how many people we can get to offer a lamp to Krishna. So, this is our preaching. Now, when Lord Chaitanya, he was a child, somehow there was a group of the protodogs, and they came out to Lord Chaitanya. And so Lord Chaitanya took one of the 30 dogs, and the others ran away. And he said, "You're my mascot. You're my pet." And so he locked the 30 dog in the house, and he started hugging him. And another Sachi said, "What are you doing? You're a Ravana boy. You're a Ravana. You shouldn't be touching a dog. Dogs are dirty. No, this is my pet." So how many of you have pets? Probably as devotees we give up pets. But Lord Chaitanya, as a small child, he was having this atati as his pet. So now they said, "Well, anyway, you take him outside the house. Dogs are meant to be outside." So then Lord Chaitanya tied a rope around the neck of the filthy dog and tied him to the bamboo of the house. And then he, Mother Sasha said, "You go and take your bath in the Ganga and I'll wash your filthy dog. Don't worry, nothing will happen. I promise you." I know mothers seem to promise an awful lot to their children because they have no intention of keeping. But anyway, meanwhile, the mother dog came looking for her tutti, and so she was very happy. "Oh, take your tutti back." And so she released the tutti, and when Martin and I came back, "I felt the dog. Where is that Tati?" "What? He's gone. Your friends must have let him loose. It was your friends." So somehow the friends got the blame. The mother Sachi had let loose the son, the Tati, to go with the mother. Now, just like those thieves, somehow they carry the Lord on their shoulder. And how many great rishis and yogis, they do anything, just see the Lord, what to think of, carry him on their shoulder, and see him sundash. I mean, they got such mercy, these two thieves. And they say, "Oh, your uncle, you see, uncle." Everybody can be an uncle. But so meanwhile, this dog, which was hugged by the Supreme Lord, hugged. I mean, you can't imagine what mercy to be hugged by Lord Chaitanya. So that dog was so filled with ecstasy, so filled with love of Godhead, that he started to chant, "Ho, ho, 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 ho." And he was jumping up and down, rolling in the ground, and he was in ecstasy. So people gathered around. In India, it doesn't take much to gather a crowd. Have you noticed? If you're having a fight with a rickshaw wala over the fair, by the way, you should always make your fair in advance. If you're having a fight because you didn't fix the fair in advance, a whole bunch of people gather around watching. You've got nothing to do, you know. So here, a whole bunch of people gather around, and the dog is jumping. Hurryville! Hurryville! He's rolling in the ground. He's feeling ecstasy. They don't know what's wrong with this dog. What's wrong with this tutti? He's rolling, he's jumping. Something strange. And he's jumping. Hello, 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 hello. Harido.
Harido.
He left his body.
Harido.
There was a light in the sky, and there were sounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And down came a brilliant earthling from the spiritual world with Vishnu Dutas. And Atma came out from the dog body and sat on that wonderful flying chariot, flying demon, and was taken back to the spiritual world. Harido!
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 So the people didn't know what's going on, what just happened. So crazy dog was rolling around, died. They didn't know. He was taken back to the spiritual world. So sometimes he's very, you want to be like a puppy dog to a Srila Prabhupada. You want to be a puppy to his divine grace. We don't know how fortunate it is to be a puppy. If the Lord takes you in his arms, if he gives you his loving embrace, he will back to guard him. So Lord Chaitanya, he would give his mercy freely. Even the dog, how that dog got the mercy, we don't know that. Even as the dog, little puppy, got the mercy from Lord Chaitanya and would take him back to the spiritual world direct. There was some hypnotist. He was a psychiatrist or something. He used to cure people by hypnosis. So he took the person back, regression. You are now in your previous life. What are you? He said, a bug. So he never experienced before that human in previous life was a bug. And a butterfly, and I flew in this building, and there were some statues, and in front there was some fruit, and I came, I sat, and I was eating the fruit, and some came up, boom, smashing. So then, because then the psychiatrist, he figured out that he must have gone to some temple. And there he was eating the prasad. Because of that, he became elevated from an insect to a human birth in one go, just by eating the prasad. So after that, he apparently he became a devotee. Harido! Like that. So Lord Chaitanya, he gives his mercy freely. How many would like to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? So, just like that, he hugged the tati. The mother didn't think of it. What is this? Hugging a dirty dog, flea bag. So she was happy when he went to take a bath in the Ganges. But that dog was blessed, was hugged by the Supreme Lord, by the personality of Godhead himself. So he was delivered. Like that, we want somehow to get the mercy of the Lord, to get his lotus feet on our head. Thus we can get delivered. One time we took Prabhupada to his room. He said he drank water from the golden goblet. He relaxed back in his seat. He said, living and dying in Mayapur, it's all the same. So you're scratching your head. What does that mean? Living and dying is the same. How is living? He said, he explained, living in Mayapur, you're living in the spiritual world. When you die here, you go back to the spiritual world. Harido! So we hope you all live to go there. So treat, as Maharaj mentioned, that book distribution, Harinam and so on. But if you keep Mayapur in your heart, then you'll always be in Mayapur. And when you go back, you'll be living in Mayapur in the separation. So when you leave your body, you go back to Godhead. And when you stay in your body, you'll be serving in the Holy Dham by separation. So somehow or another, you'll always be in Mayapur. So we want to thank you again for coming, and we hope that your stay in Mayapur will be ecstatic and that you'll feel very close to Lord Chaitanya. Gauranga! 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 I think I should end here.
I'm scheduled to sing Damodaraskram today, so I must run away from you at this moment. Tomorrow, His Holiness Jaipatak Maharaj will be departing for Hyderabad. He's taken so much trouble. He came all the way from Bombay just to give us his association. We are so deeply moved and honored by your kindness, Maharaj, and we pray for your improved health. Let us all offer our gratitude to Srila Jaipatak Maharaj by saying that. So now we are being given the blessed opportunity to offer the flame of our sincere desire to serve Sri Sri Radha Madhava with love and devotion. And whatever little spark may be there, Krishna Surya Samvaya Haya Andhakar, devotional service can illuminate darkness of ignorance with the light of the desire to serve the Supreme Lord. Today, Diwali is the festival where that flame of our intention to serve the Lord with love from within our hearts, being nourished with the ghee of our sincerity to hear the glories of the Lord, chant the names and the glories of the Lord, associate with the devotees of the Lord, worship the deities of the Lord, serve the holy Dham. It will make that light burn brighter and brighter and brighter. And all the darkness of ignorance and ego will naturally be dispelled by the positive, transcendental grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much.